Hey there, and welcome to Leading Presales, the show for solution engineering leaders who want to build teams that drive revenue, and not just demos. My name is Tim, and I'm the co-founder of SE Rockstars, and together with Jan, we've coached over 350 solution engineers and their leaders across several dozens of companies. Every conversation you hear on this show is based on real coaching situations, real challenges, real problems that SE leaders like you are dealing with right now. None of this is made up. We use AI to bring these stories to life through our two hosts, Nate and Ava, but the insights come straight from the trenches. Each episode gives you one actionable takeaway you can apply immediately, whether you're already leading a team or working your way into that role. All right, let's get into it.
One of my SEs got asked for a number last month. Technical deep dive, four people from the customer side, and the AE had dropped off for another meeting. So he answered. 90 per seat per month.
And 90 wasn't the number.
90 was the number. 8 months ago. We'd repackaged since. It was 120 with the module they actually needed. So the AE had to send a correction email 2 days later, and that email took her three drafts.
Look, that's the part that costs you. Not the wrong figure, the walk back. Back when I was still running a team directly, I sat in a room where a rep said, "Sorry, my colleague misspoke. It's roughly double." The temperature in that room dropped 10 degrees. You don't recover that goodwill in the same meeting.
Welcome to Leading Presales. I am Ava.
And I'm Nate.
Every episode, one idea, 5 minutes. Part two of our Money Week. Today, the one sentence your SEs say when a customer asks about price. Not whether they're allowed to talk about it. The exact words.
Exact words. You mean scripted? Word for word?
Word for word. Mine is, I'll flag this with my AE and they'll come back to you with a binding offer. Same sentence, every time, no exceptions.
Doesn't that land as evasive, though? If I'm the technical champion, I ask you a straight question and I get a canned line back. I've just learned you're not the person to ask things.
That's exactly what my most senior SE said. So we changed one thing. He doesn't just deflect, he trades. It's, I'll get you a binding number from my AE, and while we're here, let's pin down which of these three modules you actually need, because that's what moves the price. He's still giving them something.
Right. That's better. The redirect does the work. But why lock it down at all? Some of my managers would argue their SEs are trusted advisors, and going quiet on commercials undercuts that.
I'm not banning the conversation. I'm removing the improvisation. Those are very different things. And here's the question nobody wants to answer. If your SEs may quote, you have to guarantee they always have current pricing. Every one of them, all the time. Can you do that across 200?
No. Honestly, no. We changed packaging twice last year, and I'd wager a chunk of the field was still presenting the old tiers a full quarter later. So yes, fair point. I concede that one.
And that's the why I give my team. A number said out loud stays in the room. You can correct it, apologize for it, put it in writing. They're still negotiating against the first figure they heard.
Anchoring. And in enterprise, it doesn't just stay in the room, it gets forwarded. I've watched a throwaway figure from a month one workshop turn up in a procurement committee slide 9 months later, presented as our price. Though I'd say your single sentence is missing something.
Go on.
A directory, where they're allowed to point. The public price list on our website, the list price in the approved deck. If a number is already published, saying it isn't improvising, it's just being useful. Everything beyond that goes to the AE.
Yes, that's the piece I didn't have. Otherwise, the sentence quietly becomes, I can't tell you anything, and that's its own credibility problem.
There's a second decision underneath this, and I'd make it deliberately rather than by accident. Do you want to keep the split? SE stays on value and feasibility. AE owns the commercial discomfort.
I want to keep it. My SEs are the ones the customer messages at 11 at night about an integration edge case. I don't want them to also be the person who named the hard number and then took it back.
Agreed. Though at my size, I'd add one thing. Don't send it as a memo. My managers rehearse it. 10 minutes in a team meeting, someone plays the difficult CFO. The SE says the sentence out loud. Reading a line and delivering it while a customer stares at you are not the same skill.
That's fair. And that was my mistake. Mine had it in writing. I assumed writing was enough. It wasn't.
So what's the move?
Write the sentence this week. Actually write it, don't describe it. Then add Nate's directory underneath, the two or three numbers your team may say out loud, and where those numbers live. Then make them say it in the next team meeting.
And my caveat, if what you write starts with "never mention price," tear it up. That's not a guardrail, that's a gag. Guardrails tell people where they can go. I'm Nate.
And I'm Ava. See you next episode.
Thanks for listening to Leading Pre-Sales. If you are leading a pre-sales team in Europe, wherever you're stuck right now, chances are someone has already solved it. The pre-sales leadership community is where you find them. 250 plus SE leaders across Europe from companies such as SAP, ServiceNow, and Salesforce. Talks from leaders who've actually done it and a network that goes beyond your own company. It's free and nobody's selling you anything in there. And it's 100% exclusive only to solutions leaders. Apply at serockstars.com/community. Links, of course, in the show notes. Until next time, and keep leading from the front.